Good day, my dear friend. I pray it is off to a fantastic start. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten in Baltimore County, Maryland, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement, sweet and sour. When we hear these two words used together, food automatically comes to mind. Now, before your taste buds go on full alert, let's put those words into context as it relates to our speech. We decide whether our words can be considered sweet or sour. Here's what the Bible recommends. Check out the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and verse number 24. Here's how it reads. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Today, don't overlook the benefits of sharing words that build up instead of tearing down. Can I pray with you? Dear Lord, word choices are made in our minds, hearts, and spirits, long before we ever speak them. When we choose sweet words, they're the ones that will benefit others the most. Be sure to get a copy of my brand new book entitled Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. You'll find details on my new website. It's www.timtootentv.com, or you can get a copy of the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.